It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, welcome to our show. Border Crossings is live from downtown D.C., and we have a group of guys in the studio who are on tour for their 13th album. Red Wanting Blue are with us today. Let's check out a song. This is off the new album, The Wanting, and here it is on Border Crossings.
I would for love, I would for love. Baby, baby, I need your heart, I need your blood. And if I had to crawl on hands and knees and swim the stormy seas for you, I would for love.
Hi, this is Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings, and we've got a band in our studio today that are on tour for their 13th album. The Wanting is the name of the album, and we'd like to welcome the guys in Red Wanting Blue. Explain that to me.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
It's great to have you here. Red Wanting Blue.
Red Wanting Blue. Yeah, it's not, despite, it, even in D.C., we would get a lot of the time people would say that it's a political thing, but it's not. It's it was just based off of primary colors, and it was the gist of what it means to us as a band is going after something that you're not designed to be, but it's the human condition to do it anyway, mm-hmm. You know.
Were there other names in the list of considerations?
You know, it's been over 20 years ago, so I know there was a list of names. That's just the one that seemed to stick. So yeah, we went with that one. Yeah,
that's great. And you guys have been on tour now. From what I read, it's an endless tour. You guys are working over 200 shows a year, and you've been doing this for, as you said, 20 years now.
Yeah.
So it seems like you never take a break. Just constant, one album after another, 13.
Well, you know what? Yes, for the most part. But actually, this record, The Wanting, this is the one record that we actually took time off, we sort of decided amongst ourselves as we've made several records and learned some things that we, you know, you learn things that you go, oh, that was great. That was a great experience. We want to do that again. And then you also get the ones where you say, oh, I don't think we want to do that again. So for us, we said, you know, while we are in control of our collective destiny, we thought we would break the wheel and try to rebuild and start and workshop a record in a way we never did it before. And what came out was this record, The Wanting. And it's, I think, you know, we all agree that it's our best, you know, our best collective work. Mm-hmm. So we're really proud of it.
And it's a first for you because I guess you recorded this in Nashville as opposed to the other ones where you had done in your home studio?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Nashville definitely gave a different flavor to the record for sure. It was really cool to get to go and experience that. We recorded at Sound Emporium, which is a really historic studio, and just neat to sort of be in there and know that, you know, Robert Plant was singing in there, you know, REM was there. I mean, tons of people. They have books and books of all the artists that have played there. So you can go back in the 70s and like open it up and see that Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson or Garth Brooks in the 80s, you know, it's really cool.
Now, how did leaving the studio that you guys became comfortable in change the music you made? You said it's the best work you've done so far.
Well, I think our producer, Will Hoag, produced the record. He's a friend and mm-hmm. we've toured together for years. And I think his big thing was trying to get us, you know, wanting to be as comfortable as we can be with our songs that as we were, you know, workshopping them, but at the same time pulling us out of comfortable habits. And we had just done three records in a row where we were in Columbus, which is our hometown, in our home studio. And at the time it made sense because we were touring so much, it gave us an opportunity to be home. So that was always our mindset. And this way, for this record, we said, you know what, we're going to stop. We're going to not play, you know, and really just focus on the songs. And then once it was time to record the record, we kind of left. And it was so great to do that mm-hmm. because it was really eye-opening just to, A, the city of Nashville, how that works. And, you know, I mean, it's Music City. So it was really, really cool to be a part of that. And I think it just gave a vitality to the record that mm-hmm. we had not had up to this point. So,
and the theme of the album is love?
Among other things, yes, definitely love. I would say the theme of the record would be more than anything heart, which is not. I wouldn't say it's just love. I would say it's heart. It's passion. It's going after very much like the band's name. I mean, it was completely intentional that we called the record The Wanting, and our band's name is Red Wanting Blue. We wanted to sort of have a coming full circle as we move on to like a new turning a corner on our career. As we move ahead, we felt like we wanted to get back to the beginning of why we do it in the first place mm-hmm. and what makes it special, like what makes it important to us. And it's the drive. It's the, you know, we're a journeyman band. We've been together for over 22 years, and it's not about the destination so much as it is a journey. It's it is the wanting, mm-hmm. you know, so that's where that came from.
And you're literally wearing your heart on your sleeve, I think.
That's true.
If I'm not mistaken.
It's true.
All right, we've got Red Wanting Blue in our studios, and I ask if you guys wouldn't mind doing a song for us.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear some live music.
Let's do it.
What's this one called?
This starts out the record. This is a song called High and Dry. Right. I dream my heart's a hot air balloon where the seams always come in loose. So when the cold wind of life begins to hit my skin, I wake up shaking, yeah. Weekends in the city, we are roam like a pack of wolves. Getting drunk on blood in the vampire club, 'cause we all wanna be never ending.
got an easy way out. Well, there's an easy, easy, easy way out. I wanna stand on my own two feet again. I wanna know the feeling. I wanna stand on my own two feet again. And when I mess up, when I mess up, that's when I hope my friends will pick me up. I got a lamppost, God, out on the corner of who gives a, where we hang beneath, smoking, shouting, is anybody out there? We got an easy way out. Oh, there's an easy.
Screaming and sounding great yelling this early hour of the day.
That's right.
Red Wanting Blue. You guys sound great, and I noticed the instrumentation is very unique. I mean, you play also you play ukulele too.
I do.
And what is that instrument? That's obviously
harmonium.
Harmonium.
Yeah, it's like a pump organ.
Uh huh. Never saw that before. I knew normally the accordions are this, and you're playing it seated. That's kind of cool. That's an interesting approach.
This is a six-string electric guitar.
Yeah, I think I've seen those before. Yeah,
very exotic, rare.
All the way from Ohio.
All the way from Ohio.
I always think Dean's setup is the most exciting.
They say vinyl's back. It's true. Yeah. I mean, it's become a drum.
Yeah, just household items here.
Yeah, the vintage coffee can.
And where'd you get that album, Honky Tonk Percussion?
This is Randy's Records in Salt Lake City.
All right, little plug.
Yeah.
Introduce the band, would you, Terry? I'd like to meet you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm Scott, and I sing for the band. Over all the way to the right, Gregory, say hello.
Hello.
And then we've got Eric, who plays guitar.
Hi.
Then we have Marcus, excuse me, who plays bass. And then we've got Dean.
Have you always wanted to do music? Was this always a part of the plan?
I think so. Certainly for me.
Mm-hmm. And we had hopes and dreams. I wanted to be a shortstop for the Kansas City Royals when I was a kid, but that didn't work out. I got cut from my freshman baseball team.
Ooh!
So music was my plan B.
All right. And so you guys have been together, as you said, 22 years. How did you meet? Was it at college or high school or where?
Yeah, the band started college at in Athens, Ohio, at Ohio University. Started the band. And then very quickly, it was important to graduate. And then we moved up to Columbus and sort of called that home base. And that's been home base ever since. And we've been just trying to, go further every year and play out, get to farther reaching spots. So being on Border Crossings is pretty great.
Oh, well.
I don't know that we've ever been. This is probably the most farthest reaching show that we've been on, I think.
Well, you've been on Letterman. Yeah. You've been on, you know, finally working your way up. So we're glad you guys made it here.
Well, thanks.
This is the most pleasant border crossing we've ever had, though.
I bet. Most times. Except when you came in the front door.
Yeah, right.
They were gentle.
That was all right. Now, I see the tour is going to take you to Boston and New York City, and you know, there's some big markets, some smaller markets. You've mixed a lot of different stops in along the way. And how are the fans receiving the new album, the new music?
They've been so supportive. They've been really, really, really supportive of the record. It's been great. It's been a really great reception for us running around the country. You know, you always have your own. You get so involved in the making of a record that after a while you worry that you can't see the forest from the trees, and it's nice to get done. And again, it's why we took our time with it. We were all so proud of every song, and we said, you know what, for nothing else, if nobody likes it, we all love it, and we're okay. And then, you know, you go out, and you hear people say, oh, we love the new record, and you're like, oh, great, thank goodness. So, yeah, it's been a great response.
And I read somewhere where you guys were kind of resistant to signing a major label deal because you just didn't want to give up your input and your creativity and your music. That was a reluctant thing for you guys.
Well, I think as we started being a band, the industry changed so quickly with the internet. So we've seen as many horror stories as we've seen success stories, and we've always just been a very do-it-yourself band. And for a long time there, we felt like we were, you know, the indie poster boys. We just did so much on our own. But I think that that's been a great thing for us because it taught us to be self-reliant and work the, you know, grassroots, you know, way that you hear, you know, when we were kids growing up and you hear about bands that are just out there touring and making their own name for themselves, which I feel like I'm hoping is, you know, circling back and becoming, you know, as important as it once was, because I feel like nowadays, with the way, you know, the internet and streaming and everything is, it feels to us now like for bands and artists, it's more important now than ever to go out and start playing. So the live show is becoming, you know, more important than ever.
And 13 albums—that's a long time. That's a lot of albums because most bands that, you know, even been together 20, 30 years, 13 is a big number. That's pretty deep.
The old lucky 13.
The lucky 13 for you guys, lucky. And you had a Christmas song that did very well for you. I guess you did the Grinch.
We did do the Grinch.
Two Christmas songs.
Yeah, we did Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The Grinch is the one that. My nieces, they're still afraid of me for that one. Not like the morning Grinch voice. You're a mean one. Yeah.
Would you guys do some more music for us?
Sure.
Like to hear another tune?
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta come back for Christmas.
There you go.
Cool. I think we're gonna do. Younger years?
Yeah.
Bo. I thought we were doing.
I got a feeling it hurts.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
You should be.
Good.
Lay your heavy head upon my shoulder and beg your bluebird to sing. You gotta drown out the sound of your heart. The more you love, you know, the more it stings. 'Cause I got a feeling it hurts you, baby. I got a feeling it hurts. I got a feeling it hurts you, baby. I got a feeling it hurts me worse. Come on, let your guard down just for a night. I wanna see some of your past lives. But you won't let your heart be take it apart. Are you afraid of what I'm gonna find? 'Cause I got a feeling it hurts you, baby. I got a got a feeling it hurts you, baby. I got a feeling it hurts. I got a feeling it hurts. I got a feeling it hurts. Whoa. Oh, 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 oh. out in your heart. You can't see him, but you feel him pound. Whispering, should you stay, should you go? Does it frighten you to hear the sound? 'Cause I got a feeling it hurts you, baby. I got a feeling it hurts. I got a feeling it hurts you, baby. I got a feeling it hurts. I got a feeling it hurts. I got a feeling it hurts. Whoa.
Red Wanting Blue. They're on tour for the new album, which is The Wanting, and they're here in the studios right now. So, I mean, describe your sound for me. I mean, I know what I hear. What do you guys think when you're creating your music? What lane are you guys in?
I feel like the term that seems to have stuck the most for us is heartland rock and roll. Mm-hmm. We're from the great state of Ohio, which is the heart of it all. I think we kind of look at ourselves as Midwestern rock and roll band. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know. What do you guys? What are your favorites? Who are some of your classics, inspirations?
Yeah, who are you listening to?
Come on.
Talk. I mean, I think we all really enjoy. Tom Petty. Wilco is another band that we like a lot. We all have a lot of really different influences musically, and it's kind of a cliche, but it does help to kind of mold our sound. I like progressive rock. I find ways to throw it in there, hopefully without people knowing. Everyone has a different thing that they bring to the table. So
yeah, no, it's not thought about really hard.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
just happens.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah, you're inspired by whatever, whether it be music or TV or.
Where was the most unusual place you got inspiration for a song?
Most unusual place that you wouldn't think.
Maybe you were on the Rock the Boat cruise and the song came to you, but somewhere unusual.
I would say Marquette, Michigan. Marquette, Michigan is a place up on Lake Superior. That was a spot that we definitely, there's a song that called Hope on a Rope that was inspired there. Mm-hmm. We had the greatest apples we've ever had up there.
Amazing. And cherries too.
We're seekers of great coffee. We try to find inspiration in a good cup of coffee on the road and, a good local food, something that you don't find. I wanted to write a song about, the greatest lump crab cake that we ever had about a week ago.
Right here in Maryland.
Yeah, we were in Annapolis. So
there
it was
you go.
Amazing.
Yes.
I think that inspiration is found kind of, in the oddest of places for us, sometimes on a highway. It comes from anywhere.
And the rejected coffee becomes a drum. Is that,
that's right.
That's kind of the way that works.
That's how we do it.
This album was the most collaborative album you've done so far. Your words. So, I mean, typically one person writes, and in this case, all of you guys wrote. I mean, how did it come together?
Well, I think that, everybody writes differently.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been someone who can write. I can get lost in a 10-hour drive, and I can write a song sitting and driving. But, drummers can't always do that. Piano players don't need pianos to, it's a different thing. And when you tour, I think for all of us, you get sort of a touring hat. You kind of put on that hat and you go out and you tour. And it's so it's difficult to kind of wear different hats. Like the creative, the creative headspace of songwriting while we're, out on tour. So I think what we did with this record, instead of being a slave to a schedule, to a tour schedule, or where our label was saying, hey, this is the opportunity for you guys to record. So whether you're ready or not, let's get in there and let's make a record.
Yeah, it's always been a moving train. It's just like, yeah. Record, got to make it, jump on if you want to be a part of it, which, I mean, we all did, but it was just a moving thing we didn't take time for. And I think finally, we just said, we're stopping the train. The train is not moving. We are the train, so why is it moving without us? We're going to make this record.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And,
well put.
And we didn't start the train up until we were ready to do it. All aboard.
And you made a live concert film, too.
We did. We did. We're all really proud of that. That mm-hmm. was a big achievement, you know. And we found out, we were so entrenched in making the record that it had to be brought to our attention by our family. That they were like, you know, you guys are turning 20. So at that time, we were like, oh my gosh. You know, so we did we were still working on the record, but we did a small run of shows, and we did a special hometown show. And we went through 20 years of music. You know,
wow.
we started with the brand new stuff and went all the way back to the beginning. And it's great.
What did that feel like playing the old stuff? I mean, when you went back that far, because you said this is the new album's your best work.
Yeah.
But when you went back 20 years ago, that you felt then was your best work.
Right. Right.
So I mean.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's great because we've been very lucky to have fans who have stuck by us for so long that you know that even younger younger audiences that are kids that have come and found us in the last few years, they've gone back and they've listened to old stuff, so they're, you know, they're as excited about that, hearing that stuff, as they are the new stuff. And you know, so it's you know, we don't play all the old stuff, but there's a few that we play, and we still to this day.
You can cherry pick like one song off an old record,
right.
Kind of help. Usually there's one song on there that kind of fits in with what you're doing now.
Right. You can't do 13 albums worth. It'd be a festival. Headlining your own festival. All right, if you guys would do one more song, we got enough time for another song.
We do.
Red Morning
right.
Blue.
Cool. Well, let's do Younger Years. Younger
Years. In our younger years, we were kids. We never asked for answers. We didn't give a shit. In our younger years, we would drive out in search of honey. We never feared the high door. What do you wanna be when you grow? Do it all again.
same way. Oh.
Take care of your voice. My goodness, is there any? Do you have any particular preparation things that you do?
I'm going to answer this one for him. I don't sing. You could drive till 5 in the morning,
yeah,
and then find parking at 8 a.m. over by the venue tonight, and then you drive over here, and you don't take care
of it.
That's
how you take care of his voice.
Then he goes and screams in the bathroom.
You have about 75 minutes of sleep, and
that's all you need. Huh?
I, you know what? I beat it up a long time ago, and now it just seems, you know, I beat it into submission, so it knows what to do.
It's like an old catcher's mitt.
It is.
Well, you guys sound great. You know, I like the harmonies. Thanks. The songs sound great. The Wanting is the name of the new album, album 13. You guys are on tour for the rest of the year, and you've got the cruise coming up, another cruise in the summer. Right. So where can people find out more about you online? Where can they buy the CD?
All the social media outlets, redwantingblue.com, or Facebook, Instagram.
Twitter.
Blue Alon Records.
All right, check them out. Red, Wanting Blue. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
very much. Yeah.
Red, Wanting Blue in our studios today. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London.
Yeah.
I'm working on dying.
I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over. That's why they need me out the way, what you expect. Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. Thankful for the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with no. Every month I'm supposed to pay her bills and get her what she want. I still got like 7 years of doing what I want. My dad still got child support from 1991. Out of town, people love to pop a lot of then come around. Word to Flocko Jody, he done seen us put it down. Asking if I'm cool, I'm upset. 100,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. You trying to check? This is real life. Think we playing chess. So what's next? Jump up out the bed like I'm possessed. I go out on tour and I say I'm drinking less. End up getting loose and getting pictures from my ex. SMS, triple X. That's the only time I ever shoot below the neck. Why you keep on if you know that dead? That's the only kind of that gets you some respect. Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. Thankful for the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with no. Every month, she don't even love me. She just putting on a front. She gon' try and settle out of court and make a run. Then gon' ask me how I'm doing. I'm upset. Half a million on my head, I can't accept, yeah. At least it made me feel like someone tried their best, yeah. Wanna waste a half a million, be my guest. Make me wanna buy a vest and a. But I'm blessed, I just checked. Hate me, never met me in the flesh. Say she got some things, she gotta come here and collect. It's in a box to the left, to the left.
For my soul. That I know. I've been alone with you inside my mind. And in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello? Is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted. And my arms are open wide. 'Cause you know just what to say. And you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much. I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. 'Cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Sings Lionel Richie with Hello. That is a request from John Negg, who is listening to our broadcast today and says, play that for all DeBerezit City football fans. So there you go. And I thank you, John Negg, for your request for Lionel Richie, who's been a judge on American Idol this last year. Rebecca Zegeyi, Rebecca in Ethiopia, asked us to play Drake's new song, I'm Upset, which is off the Scorpion album that's coming out in just a matter of weeks. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, making our way through our Tuesday show. Ray McDonald is here, and now we've got our chart chat segment.
Yeah. It's interesting that you played Lionel Richie, because a few years ago, Lionel Richie came out with a country album that went to number one on the Billboard chart. Of course, Lionel grew up in Alabama, and he's steeped in country music. And I have a couple country acts for us today. And, of course, The Hot 100, at least the top 20 these days, dominated by hip-hop and pop acts. But every once in a while, you'll get some country acts sneaking in. I guess Exhibit A lately would be Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line, Meant to Be, which made it to number 2. It's been topping the Hot Country Songs chart forever. Huge crossover hit. These artists are still on their way up, but they do stand an outside chance of possibly making the countdown, or maybe making the countdown with subsequent songs. The first one we're going to meet today is Luke Combs, holding in 45th place with one number away. And Luke has already made his mark on the country scene, and we'll meet him after the song.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone praying that it rings? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just want to hear your voice. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lips. Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station, replacing our favorite song? Well, maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing what takes to outrun the storm. But I'm almost out that door, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face in my brain. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face in my brain, dialing up everything I want to say. But I'm still one number away. Away. Away.
Not Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. One number away, holding in 45th place on the Billboard Hot 100. It's gone to third place on the Hot Country Songs chart. It's gone gold here in the U.S. It's the third single from Luke's debut album, This One's For You, which topped the country albums chart. The album came out last June. It's been out for a year. Earlier this month, he released the deluxe version with additional tracks. Luke was born in North Carolina, and like a lot of country performers, he gravitated to Nashville, of course. Nashville is ground zero for the U.S. country scene, and you got to go there to really hit it big. In Luke's case, he had less than a month to go in his fourth year of college when he just decided to pick up stakes and move to Nashville. And so he's doing well, and then he's going to get some great exposure and experience on July 4th when he and Lauren Elena, who is also a budding country star, will be here in Washington, D.C. They'll be performing on the TV concert A Capital Fourth, which is kind of a D.C. tradition. Jimmy Buffett, the Beach Boys, and Pentatonix are also on the bill, so Luke will have a lot of eyes on him for this one. And then starting July 13th, Luke and Lauren Elena will join Jason Aldean on tour in North America.
Fantastic. I country music has come into its own in the last 5-7 years. I know it's gone up, it's gone down, but in the last few years, there's been some really superstar country artists who put some great stuff out there. Chris Stapleton, all those guys putting out some great music.
Yeah, and in Chris's case, he hasn't really compromised his sound. He hasn't really gone pop, although he did do a song with Justin Timberlake earlier this year. Yeah, country, it kind of waxes and wanes. Mm-hmm. As far right. as the larger music scene goes. And I think Taylor Swift is a large part of it. Of course, she came out of Nashville.
Right. She's got a song with Sugarland, right? She's doing right. a duet with Sugarland.
Yeah, yeah. She's written some chart-topping country hits for other acts. So she still has one foot in country. So you're right. And, of course, Florida Georgia Line are a huge crossover
yes.
act.
Yep, yep.
So there is kind of a ripple effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, moving on, I have another country duo for you, Dan and Shay with Tequila, and this one is actually moving up. It goes from 41st to 32nd place, and we will meet Dan and Shay after the song.
I can still shut down the party, I can hang with anybody, I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all night, little scotch on the rocks, and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya, cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high. Pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I never leave you. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila. When I taste tequila, I can kiss somebody brand new and not even. Show up to the same bar, hear the same songs in my car. Maybe a memory, it only hits me this hard.
Taste tequila.
Dan and Shay, Tequila, moving from 41st to 32nd place on the latest Billboard Hot 100. That song also went to third place on the Hot Country chart and went gold in the U.S., just like Luke Combs' song, one number away. Dan and Shay, they are Dan Smyers and Shay Mooney. They met in Nashville in December of 2012. They started writing songs the next day, and they were a success right from the start. Within 2 months, they signed with Warner Chappell Music, which is a giant country publishing firm. Taylor Swift had a contract with Warner Chappell when she was just a teenager. Their 2013 debut album, 19 You and Me, went platinum. They have 5 gold or platinum country hits. Their self-titled third album will drop this Friday, June 22nd. And they got quite a boost on social media. Back in May, Demi Lovato, of all people, went on Twitter to declare that her favorite current song was another Dan and Shay song called Speechless. And apparently that left Dan and Shay speechless. They'll go on tour with Rascal Flatts beginning July 19th.
All right. Well, Dan and Shay have been around a little bit. I think I've heard that name a number of years now. So it's nice to see them finally, you know, making a dent in the country charts.
Yep. They're moving up, and you know, we'll see how Tequila goes. That one has that nice smoothed out polished sound that I think will travel well on different formats.
Mm. Everything gets smooth with Tequila. That's for sure. So Ray McDonald is the host of the Billboard Top 20 Countdown Thursdays on the VOA1 Radio Network. And you have a podcast or a popcast? Or
every once in a while, Sean and Nikki and I will get together for the popcast. And, of course, we're always contributing to our Facebook page at VOA One The Hits.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray.
You got
appreciate
it.
Appreciate you coming in and doing this for us every Tuesday. I do want to say hello and some shout-outs to a bunch of folks who have sent me some shout-outs in the last couple of days. Amadi Victory said, I love your show very much and made a Sam Smith request, which we will play for you tomorrow on the show. And hello, Larry. My name is Malat. I love the program. I listen to you on Shagar FM in Ethiopia 102.1. Mickey Mouse in Ghana checked in from Cinderella's Castle to say hello to us. Hello, Larry. I'm 27. I've been listening for 10 years since I was 17. My name is Eden Habtu, and I love border crossings. We're here in the Middle East, and I want to say hello to everybody. I'm Ahmad Jalal from Iraq. And Jalal made a request for a Enrique song, which we'll play for you. Also, hello from Na Norker from Ghana, Leol Tashom from Ethiopia. I heard from Rovini Paul Tila, who is listening to us in Kuwait via Fiji. And Lee Wonder is with us in Sierra Leone. Alfonso Rosario listens to Border Crossings. Stanley Oroda Ofori Papera from Ghana. And Justo Hangoma Jr. also in Zambia. Thank you all for your shout-outs, and we'll take care of your requests in the future. Thanks again to Ray. Thank you to Red Wanting Blue and to Wagner Engineer, Vince, our director, Felicia, our producer, Lynn, who is our newest member of the family. Lynn is here as our intern producer helping us out today. Thank you very much. And we'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more border crossings and requests and a couple of feature reports from the Firefly Music Festival. So come back and join us tomorrow. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.